quantum physics deals with some fascinatingly abstract concepts. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Valerio Scarani, professor in the Department of Physics and principal investigator at the Center for Quantum Technologies, National University of Singapore, delves into his complex research.
When in 1927, Max Born proposed that quantum theory can describe only probabilities, while single events are random, Einstein was quick in writing him a letter, stating his conviction that God does not play dice. But randomness is not a temporary feature of an imperfect theory. It is a fact of nature. In 1964, John Bell, a physicist working in particle physics, ventured into what at the time were considered philosophical questions, and proposed these famous inequalities. 50 years later, we can safely distinguish the speculations they may have inspired from what they actually prove. If a process shows a violation of Bell inequalities, the outcome of the process were surely not predetermined. And the violation has indeed been observed in many experiments. Thus, there is randomness in nature. We discovered it through quantum physics, but any future improved theory will have to predict the same violation, just like general relativity still predicts that apples fall. Besides, it's not pure philosophy, as many thought back in Bell's time. Randomness is a useful resource for gaming, simulations, and for keeping secrets. Simple quantum random number generators are already available. The ones based on Bell inequalities called device-independent are currently a challenge for research labs. Of course, physics can't falsify conspiracies like the one of the movie The Matrix, and some interpretations of quantum physics invoke unobservable fields or multiple universes to do away with ultimate randomness. But under the reasonable assumption that one has access only to the information available in our universe, all agree that some events are intrinsically unpredictable.
That was Valerio Scarani of the National University of Singapore. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.